Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the Absolute Philosopher. It's morning, and it's a wonderful morning. It's a morning filled with joy and peace and happiness, because my heart is filled with joy and peace and happiness. Everywhere I look, I see joy and peace and happiness. You know, sometimes in our own family, we have confusion. And the confusion that we have is confusion over this must be done or that must be done or these things are important and those things are important, and we just have a lot of judgment. And you know, that judgment gets us in a lot of trouble. It gets us in a lot of trouble. Well, this morning I thought, okay, I'm going to look at my world, if I can, without judgment, without any opinions about anything at all. I am going to be such a happy guy, such a contented person, that no matter where I look, no matter what I see, it's wonderful. It's wonderful. I've received many emails already this morning, and I've answered them already. And they're from people all over the world. People who are caring, people who are sharing, people who are doing wonderful things. And each one has an agenda. Yes, an agenda. Isn't that a wonderful word? Each one has an agenda, and this agenda is very important to them, as my agendas are to me, too. But this agenda, from all these different people, these agendae, however you pronounce it in the plural, however these agendae may be, none of them are as important as one little thing. One little thing. Now, can I say to myself, I like me and I'm happy? Can I look at the troubles and the tribulations and the terrible things going on in the world, and can I say, I'm happy? I have no right to be happy with all these unhappy things going on in the world. My goodness sakes, that's not fair. Well, is it? The poet looks out at the beauty of the world and sings its praises. The poet looks out at the beauty of the world and sings its praises. Now, there are some poets who like to talk about other things than the praises of the world, and that's okay too. But the poet that I am and the poet that I love is a poet who looks out on the world and sees everything beautiful. Now, this poet is going to find plenty to write about. This poet is going to find all sorts of wonderful things to write about, and this poet is going to write about them. And this poet's going to think up rhyming words that are going to say what he wants to say or she wants to say. And these rhyming words are going to be beautiful and harmonious and joyful. And then there'll be people who say, ha, you found that in the day? My goodness sakes, you found that on this rainy day? This rainy day is a terrible day. You found that on this hot, sunny day? My gosh, another hot day in Phoenix, Arizona, they like to promote. Yes. Another hot day in Phoenix, Arizona. Dry, hot day. That's what it's all about. That's why people go there. People like dry, hot weather. And when people go into rainforests, they like wet, rainy weather. You think the people who live in the rainforest don't love it? They're acclimated to it. They love it. That's their world. That's their life. Why don't they leave? Some do. But most say, because that's where they belong. That's their life. And when I surround myself with happy, harmonious people, that's my life. Now, I don't have to surround myself with happy, harmonious people. I could surround myself with the world's problems. And if I surround myself with the world's problems, then that's what I'll experience. But I surround myself by looking out upon the broadness of the campus here at the Absolute Monastery of the University of Healing. And as I look out upon this campus, 104 acres, my, it's bigger than the Vatican, although I'm sure the Vatican is probably bigger now, too. But anyhow, it used to be always 80 acres. Well, yes, but those 80 acres were plumb full of beautiful buildings and beautiful structures and beautiful paintings and beautiful sculptures and all that sort of stuff. Here, on the campus of the University of Healing, here at the Absolute Monastery, we have all natural creations that never got into the hands of man. Well, a little bit of house here and there. But basically, the trees are glorious. The shrub is glorious. All the natural things that grow at this altitude, that here in the high mountain. And the rocks perking out of underneath their layer, they're still sort of a new rock, like the Appalachian on the eastern coast of the United States. They're old mountains. Well, these over here on the west coast in California, these are new mountains. New mountains, millions and millions of years old. But the ones on the east coast are more millions of years old than these that we've got here, because they were formed long before these were formed. But aside from that, they're beautiful. They're beautiful. And as they interweave into the distance, and as I see the horizon upon horizon upon horizon, off they go. And yesterday, as I was sitting at my meditation bench, I looked out, and what did I see? I saw a beautiful rainbow. Now, some of you say, we see rainbows all the time. In our area, we have lots of rain and lots of snow and lots of rainbows. And I say, okay. But here in Southern California, it's rather dry and high at the desert. And we had rain. Not for long, but it was lovely rain. And as the rain was subsiding, a rainbow, not a whole rainbow, it was just maybe about a fifth of a rainbow just hanging over one little area. The whole rainbow wasn't there. We didn't get the whole thing. We just got part of it. Boy, was it beautiful. And I looked out there and I looked at the colors and I looked at the yellow in the middle and the oranges to the outside and the blue to the center. How beautiful that is. And my goodness, it wasn't as pure and sharp and crisp as many rainbows I have seen as I traveled around the world. But here, it's my rainbow. It's mine. And it's so glorious to look at. And I am so happy that I have the privilege of looking at that rainbow. I asked others of the staff, did you see the rainbow? No. No, I wasn't looking in that direction. No. I wasn't out then. No, didn't see it. But I did, and it was just for me. And you know, much of happiness in life is just for us. Do we have the eyes to see the happiness? Do we have the eyes to see the goodness and the beauty and the majesty of the world around us? Do we have the ears to hear the calling of the birds? Do we have the ears to hear the faint wind as it ripples through the air? Not only through the trees and the brush, but through the air itself. Do we have the ability to find everywhere we look the majesty of the infinite presence? The infinite God created all, in all, as all. And we are that creation. How wonderful it is. Yes, that's our majesty. That's our creation. Now, where do you find yourself in that creation? As for me, I find myself in that creation, living a happy, wonderful, magnificent life, never ending, filled with magic and filled with miracles. And as I sweep my eyes across our acreage here and the miles and thousands of acres that lay beyond our land here, just in humble dedication of how joyous it is and how beautiful it is and what a privilege it is that I have to see it, to be part of it, to live in it. Oh my, what a privilege. And I don't have to be the absolute philosopher to do it, although I am the absolute philosopher. I don't have to be the absolute philosopher to enjoy the primitive, sensitive, caring things of life, or the giant skyscrapers in our large cities, how beautiful they are too. Everything has its beauty. And I live wrapped in this beauty, embracing every moment of my life as the most precious, wonderful experience I could ever have. And that's all that matters to me. And when people come in my life and go, and people come with happiness, I hear them. When people come with unhappiness, I don't even know what they're talking about. For all my world is filled with happiness, joy, peace, goodness, truth, life, love, and harmony. And I wrap you in this with me now, because I love you. I love you. I love you.